This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Tycoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 10, 2026. Spiro's $215 million funding round, led by Impact Fund Denmark and Equitaine, is a big bet on the company's battery swapping network for electric vehicles across 7 African markets. This investment signals that institutional capital is taking a keen interest in who will own the continent's EV infrastructure layer, and Spiro is now a major player in that race. For builders and operators, this means the EV infrastructure space is heating up, and it's time to think about partnerships and collaborations to stay ahead. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? And will Spiro's model be an exception? As Ghana shifts towards competitive national bidding for 5G spectrum, it's clear that the country's previous wholesale model didn't deliver the rollout speed it needed. This change in approach could lead to more competition and better services for consumers, but it also raises questions about the role of regulators in shaping the telecom landscape. For investors, this means keeping a close eye on regulatory developments and their impact on the market, as a levy or license requirement can reprice an entire sector in one circular. Which government is next to discover the mobile money tax lesson the hard way? And will Ghana's spectrum policy changes have a ripple effect on other countries? The proposed 16% VAT on payment platform fees in Kenya could raise the cost of digital transactions in one of Africa's most important mobile money markets. This move could have significant implications for consumers and businesses alike, and it's worth examining the potential impact on transaction volumes and the overall economy. For operators, this means considering the pass-through evidence and price changes that may result from such a tax, and thinking about how to mitigate the effects on their customers. Do national payment switches end up competing with the private rails they regulate? And how will Kenya's proposed VAT affect the balance between public and private payment systems? Namibia's Women in Tech push highlights the importance of skills, inclusion, and public-private collaboration in digital transformation. As the country works to cultivate a more diverse and talented tech workforce, it's a reminder that digital transformation needs social buy-in to be successful. For builders and operators, this means thinking about how to create opportunities for underrepresented groups and build a more inclusive tech ecosystem. Yesterday, we talked about Egypt's iSchool buying Rubicol to build its own AI layer for schools. And it's clear that education and skills development are key to unlocking Africa's digital potential. Who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor, and at what cost of capital, as African countries invest in digital transformation and skills development? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Tycoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Tycoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.